Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar.
Well, Sean Drotar and our Nuggets insider, Matt Moore, who joins us courtesy of Budweiser. Matt, the Nuggets take their season opener 108-100, snapping Portland's home winning streak, which went back to 2000. And they did it in an interesting fashion. Nikola Jokic, thanks to foul trouble, played 4 minutes in the first half. The bench was better than the starters, and in the end, things sort of righted. It's almost already in game one, we got to see how deep this Nuggets team really is and how dangerous that makes them.
You know, it's early in the season, and there's this idea that the games don't basically count before Christmas, but these games do. This is a road win in the Blazers' home opener for a division opponent. That's a big win. For everything to have gone wrong, you know, Jamal Murray and Gary Harris shot 7 of 25 from the field. Jokic has foul trouble. Hassan Whiteside has a phenomenal game, and yet Denver finds a way to get it done. Just their depth, they have so many weapons, like we talked about, and they really carried through. Great job by Michael Malone of keeping them together, of managing the rotations. He went to Jeremy Grant at the right times. Will Barton, I thought, despite an unimpressive shooting line, was really big for them. It had some big moments and big shots. That's, you know, for it being the first game of the season, that's a pretty big win on the road.
You talk about Will Barton, and Will Barton's a guy, I'll freely admit, I've picked on him a bit. I don't love his game. But, no, he didn't have a good shooting line at 3-for-8. But you know what I liked about it, Matt, is he only took 8. Sometimes when Barton's not shooting, he just sort of keeps shooting. Instead, he worked on driving the lane, on trying to create, and ended up getting 12 foul shots, of which he made 11 of them. That's a pretty big difference in the way that he's played, for example, most of last year.
Yeah, and especially, you know, the Nuggets shot 56% from 3 tonight, which is an outlier and really great. They are going to have those, they have the capacity to have those kind of nights. But what's key is when you're shooting like that, the Nuggets at times, especially last year, would get in the habit of just taking too many threes. And you actually started to see that toward the end of the third quarter when the Blazers started to crawl back into it after the Nuggets had kind of extended the lead again. Barton being willing to get to the rim fundamentally changes that. It puts more pressure on the defense, and it takes advantage of some of the weaknesses in the Blazers' deeper rotation. So, yeah, I think that's a real step. And, you know, for Barton, who had the injury last year and was never the same, and said consistently, it's just the injury, and then he was terrible in the playoffs. We thought it was like a mental thing, and he kept saying, no, it's just the injury. Had his face in open competition for his spot and said, I don't think it's an open competition, kept his confidence up. I think it's really good to see Will Barton. Will Barton is a guy that wants to be in Denver, has wanted to be a part of this team, and Nuggets fans should appreciate what he brings when he's healthy.
Well, especially when he plays like that. If the outlier was the three-point shooting, and, I mean, yeah, they're not going to shoot 56% from three. Hopefully the outlier of what they were shooting from two, which was a not-so-robust 32.7%, is an outlier as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of that was Jokic wasn't in the game, right? So you've got Mason Plumlee trying to finish inside, and he's not great in traffic. You've got Gary Harris trying to get shots up versus Whiteside, who just pretty much stuck in the paint, kept his hands up. The Nuggets were also, like, it's the first game, so they weren't making clean catches on quick passes, so they were bobbling a little bit. And once that happens, your success rate goes way down. They missed a bunch of shots on offensive putbacks. Again, Whiteside played well. So those little things kind of add up to contribute to the two-point stuff. Monte Morris, that had some good looks. He knocked down one mid-range jumper, but he had some good looks. It just didn't go in. That's the thing is, overall, it's like the 56% from three is going to stand out. It's like, oh, they just shot well. But it's like everything else went so poorly, and the Nuggets were still able to overcome it because they just have so much offensive talent.
Good performance by Jeremy Grant in his first performance as a Nugget. Michael Porter Jr. did not see the floor. I know a lot of fans wanted to see him, Is this something they should expect? Because, again, we just saw the depth tonight. At the moment, carving out those minutes is going to be hard.
It's going to get to be a tension point because one of two things is going to happen. The media is going to stop asking him about it, and then we're going to catch heat for not asking about it because the fans are going to be like, why don't you ask him why MPJ doesn't play? Or we're going to ask him about it, and Malone's going to get mad, and the media is going to catch flack from Malone for asking about it when he's already answered. He's going to have to earn minutes, and it's going to be tough. Watch out. I don't think play tonight. The rotation's pretty tight. They have a lot of wings. They've got a lot of talent. They've got a lot of guys they can go to. They went to Grant in certain lineups. They've got Torrey Craig. They've got Malik Beasley. They've got all these options for guys that can step up, and MPJ is going to have to pick a spot. I think what you may see is when they face teams under 500, when it's easier opponents, when the competition level isn't as high, that's when we'll probably see MPJ get some run to test him out. But throwing him out on the floor versus the Blazers in a road home opener, I think that was probably part of the equation. He is going to have to work his way into the rotation.
Last one for you. We didn't get a chance to talk about him last night. We were previewing the game. Nikola Jokic, as I mentioned, 4 minutes in the first half, the fewest since 2016. The idea that maybe people were worrying about it, well, don't. He finished with 20 points, 13 boards, and a plus 14, the best on the team. Again, showing where this team goes, top to bottom, still appears to be Nikola Jokic first, Nikola Jokic second, Nikola Jokic third, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he just slammed the door on him. Like, I mean, it was amazing because Whiteside had played so well, and it was, like, becoming a story. Like, Hassan Whiteside, could he be the difference? And Jokic just said, all right, fine. If you're going to block everything inside, I'm heading to the outside, and I'm just going to rain down threes on you. Fine, I'm done with this. And he just slammed the door, and that was it. You know, he made the right plays, carried them. That pass for the corner three to Murray was huge. He just continues to take a step forward. And this is another great example of, even when Jokic doesn't have a good night, he still has a good night. Nikola Jokic is like pizza. He's always good.
That's a good one. I like that one. Nikola Jokic is like pizza. I actually think Nikola would even like that one. Have you tried that one on him? You should try that one on him next time.
I'll see.
He is Matt Moore. Make sure you follow him. Hardwood Bronx is him on Twitter. And it's terrific to have him on. Looking forward to having you on all season long. I'm so excited you're with us, Matt. And the next up, the Suns, one of those teams you're talking about. Maybe Michael Porter Jr. gets his chance there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right, take care. That was our Nuggets insider, Matt Moore. Thanks to Budweiser, official beer sponsor of the Denver Nuggets. And a great start. I actually said this last night. I'm delighted to be wrong. I thought the Nuggets would win this game. Would lose this game. They had so much hype coming into the season. I thought it might be easy to buy your own press clippings a little bit. And when Jokic didn't play all that well or all that much in the first, thanks to the fouls, I thought maybe they were in trouble, but shows what this team is capable of. It's going to be a very, very exciting year. Going over to the other denizens of the Pepsi Center, Mikko Rantanen was hurt in the last game in a particularly uncomfortable-looking injury. It looked bad. A little bit of good news for the Avalanche regarding Mikko Rantanen. We'll talk about that with our Avalanche insider, Adrian Dater, next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.